God, to find God. No ordinary human can find God. Only God can find himself. This, or he can help someone find him, but it's not on our own strength. This is particularly evident in the spotting of Radha Kund, which is a noble, which is on one hand a divine tank of water, on the other hand it is Srimati Radharani and her compassion, just like the holy name absorbs, is Krishna who comes to us in an easy form. Radha Kund is Srimati Radharani who comes to us. Do we have Radha Kund water here?
Maybe.
We have.
We have in the Shastra bed.
So we will all take a few drops of Radha Kund at the end of our little meditation on Radha Kund. The Vaishnava world wanted to know where is Radha Kund in Vrindavan. But they couldn't find the Kund. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his travels through Braj arrived at the village Arishta Gram, he went straight into the rice fields, and there was a little puddle. He took his bath and declared, Iha Radha Kund. Iha means here is Radha Kund. At that time, two bridge Basis saw the divine body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They saw how he was taking his bath and how he was crying while he took his bath and in a lonely field. But one bridge Basi said to another, who is he? The other said, I believe he is a sannyasi who has come and he has seen something which we don't see. You are wrong, you are wrong, you are wrong, said the first bridge Basi. He must be Krishna. The second bridge Basi asked, how do you come to this conclusion? This is a very quick conclusion. But the bridge Basi number one said, no, I'm absolutely sure. Have you noticed? All the cows, the calves, the parrots, who are ordinarily shy and do not associate with unknown humans, are flocking around him. Wherever he comes, he's followed by a vast herd of cows and peacocks, and all the animals of Braj follow him. I have noticed that, said the second bridge Basi. And have you further noticed how he often exclaims, oh, my dear Govardhan, oh, my dear Radha Kund, where are you? Yes, I have noticed it. It shows he has a tremendous amount of love in his heart, which we have never seen before. And as the bridge Basi number one started to explain, he became overwhelmed with love and shouted with great force, Krishna, Krishna, save me. And the second bridge Basi, who at first did not know, also became infected. And then they knew beyond all doubt, this personality has totally captured and overwhelmed our hearts. He must be Krishna. This was their conclusion, this described in Bhakti Ratna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the one who found Radha Kund as the divine playground of the divine couple. There are two stories of Radha Kund's birth. The one story refers to what happened in this world when Radha and Krishna were present, and the second story refers to what happened in the spiritual world and how in the spiritual world Radha Kund was born. And I will just go briefly over both stories. When the first, we all know that when Krishna had fought with the Arishtasura bull demon, a huge mystic yogi who had entered the form of a bull to terrorize Braj, Krishna had killed this demon, and then the gopis, most beautiful associates of the Lord, said, "We will not talk with you, Syam. You have become contaminated by killing Dharma, the emblem or symbol of Dharma. You must first take your bath in all the holy rivers, and then we will see and we can talk with you again." Look, Krishna had then placed his transcendental heel, dug his heel in the earth, and called all the holy places and holy waters who came in person, and then they asked, "You have some work for us to do?" "Yes, please fill this tank." So because Krishna had used his foot, well, Syama Kund took a form of a foot of Krishna. Then he took a bath, and he said, "I am supremely pure. I always was, but now I'm even more pure. You please give up your pride." And the gopis said, "And you can take your bath in my water. We will not take our bath in your water, Syama. This water is supremely polluted by the sin of killing a bull. This is all swimming. The sin is swimming in the water. We cannot take our bath then. We will make our own kund." So then Radharani and all the beautiful gopis took their bangles, dug the earth, and they built a chain to the Manasi Ganga, a chain with golden buckets, and they wanted to fill up their own kund, but it took a long time. And Krishna said, "May we help you, Radharani?" No. Then Krishna said, went to the personified holy waters and asked the personified holy waters of Syama Kund, "Can you ask Radharani if you can flow into her kund?" So when Radharani saw the personification of all the Tirthas begging her, "Please, O Queen of Vrindavan, let us fill your kund," she finally agreed. And this is how Radha Kund came. It was filled by the overflowing of Syama Kund. Then, this is in brief the story how Radha Kund appeared in this world. But there's another story how she appeared in the spiritual world, where there are no demons who come, or if there are demons, they are only they are different demons. They come more or less like ideas of demons or shadows of demons. It's a little complicated. I will not explain this in detail now. I must admit to you, though I would like to tell the story, trying to remember it, but all I remember is for sure that it came once when Srimati Radharani cried for Krishna, but I do not know the direct circumstances. I don't want to speculate at this moment. I thought another nice subject which we could talk about is the three groups of flowers which decorated Mother Yashoda and what they thought when Mother Yashoda ran after Krishna to bind him with a rope. You see, Mother Yashoda had heard repeated reports that her son was stealing butter from the cowherd herders, and she was very worried of his future character. She had discussed it with the gopis and had said, well, if he comes to steal butter, he's still small. Why can't you just give him a little butter, satisfy him, and then he will go home satisfied? Help me to educate my canary. The gopi said, this will not work. He has an unnatural liking for stealing. He will only accept that butter which he has personally stolen. This is our experience. And they told different stories of how Krishna had gone through great adventures to get into the climate to their houses, and how he had taken more butter than he needed, and all this. So the Mother Yashoda thought, look, this is extremely dangerous, this stealing habit. How will he become the king later of the cowherders if he is a thief? The only thing to do is, I will cook such nice, I will prepare such nice butter that he will be too attached to take butter from anywhere else. So she got a special group of cows together which got only special fragrant herbs, and they ate those herbs and produced the most beautiful smelling milk from it. Yeah, this milk was the best of milks. So once, as she was feeding her little child, milk started to boil over, and Mother Yashoda went there, ran there. She put Krishna down to take care of the milk so that the milk would not burn. But when she came back, Krishna, who had not liked this, who had not liked to be put down, had escaped. So she went looking for her little Krishna. And on the way, she found all her butter and yogurt pots which were in a storeroom, and they were destroyed. But they were high up. What had happened? It couldn't be her Krishna, because he couldn't possibly get her high up. Then she saw a stone which was the best of the stones, because it had served Krishna in his pastimes. And she could combine the two things. Krishna had actually thrown a stone and smashed the butter pots and drunk the butter. Then she started to look there were butterfly prints. So it was easy to follow the Krishna had run. And she saw Krishna sitting on some stones with the butter pot, extremely anxious, and feeding the butter to the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan. Do you know why he fed the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan?
Because they helped him in the Ramlila.
They helped him in the Ramlila, and he had a debt to pay, so he paid it in butter. So Mother Yashoda thought, oh, this is too much. She picked up a stick, which was the best of sticks because it helped in the pastimes of the Lord. You must please appreciate these are special stones and sticks. Please do not forget this for a moment. So she picked up the stick. But as soon as Krishna saw it, he just swiftly jumped down from the stones. The monkeys were running all over. Krishna started to run. Mother Yashoda began to run towards him. So at this moment, the first group of the three groups of flowers who were decorating the hair of Mother Yashoda thought, Mother Yashoda is so close to the Lord. She can actually run behind the Supreme Brahman. This is very, very, very exalted, this position. We cannot in the light of this understanding, we cannot possibly be any longer at her hair. We must touch the dust of her feet. And they fell down to touch the dust of Mother Yashoda's feet. So while Mother Yashoda started to run, she was perspiring and she was thinking only of Krishna's service. And Krishna was calling out her, Mother, throw away the stick, please don't throw away the stick. But Mother Yashoda, it's highly important to educate my son. And she came running next. Closer to Krishna. Now another group of flowers who were decorating him started to to react to this. They thought, Krishna needs to be punished. I mean, this was too much. First of all, destroying all the butter pots, then distributing to the monkeys. This is too much, and we must help Mother Yashoda and to become lighter. So we will just jump off her so that she can for sure find Lord Krishna, catch Lord Krishna. This was the second group of flowers. Mother Yashoda ran very swiftly. She was perspiring because the Damodar is very, very fast. Now there was one last group of flowers left. These flowers became highly upset because they noticed that Mother Yashoda is actually coming to Krishna to punish him with the stick. Now this was clearly a case of the stronger against the weaker, and they understood if we are silent in the face of such injustice, that we ourselves become adamically polluted. They understood this. So they thought, we will have nothing to do with this atrocity. Atrocity has böswilligkeit, this Gemeinheit actually. We will have nothing to do with this atrocity. And they also fell from Mother Yashoda because they did not want to be company in a bad act. So you can see these were the three groups of flowers who reacted in different ways to Mother Yashoda chasing after Lord Damodar. Isn't it blissful to hear? I think you all noticed when we hear this,
we lose our connection to the world, because it is so, so really transcendental, beyond all laws of material. And groups of flowers who very vehemently have their own positions in this world, in the service of Krishna. So Mother Yashoda came closer and closer and closer. And Krishna ran and not even the fastest yogis would be able to catch him. But Krishna saw his mother getting tired, and he saw that Mother Yashoda was only wanting to serve him out of her unconditional devotional love. And you know, there's nothing can conquer Krishna but love can conquer him. I thought, my mother is so tired and is so running so swiftly. I will be caught by her. And he pretended that he was going slower. And then Mother Yashoda caught him. And Krishna cried. His little chest was shaking. That is described that the jewels, which I want to remind you, they're the best of jewels because they decorated the neck of the Lord. That is moving up and down because Krishna was really crying and fear, great fear, and he protected himself and he smeared his eye with his hand, you know, he was really afraid. Mother Yashoda said, this is not good education. I mean, if he's so afraid, then this will break something inside of him. Then she threw away the best of sticks. Many gopis had arrived to see the fun, and by now they were very, very, very interested how this would pursue. So Mother Yashoda thought, I must do something with this boy. And she saw a little mortar, Getreidemörser, and decided to bind Lord Krishna, because he saw his restlessness will go away if he cannot move. This is the best education. So to tie him and just see how close this dearest devotee is to Krishna, she just took a band from her hair, which I want to remind you was the best of bands or strings. She took it out of her hair and wanted to bind the little boy Krishna, but as she was trying to bind him, she found it was two finger breadths too short. She said to her maid servant, the gopis who were giggling, bring me some rope from the house. They came back bound it, and again it was two fingers too short. At this moment one particularly clever gopi said, oh Yashoda, how surprising it is, today in the morning you were actually putting a string with jeweled bells, with jewels, and they were formed in the they were shaped in the form of bells, so they make a little a very beautiful sound. I must remind you, it was the most beautiful of sounds. You have taken this and bound it around your little boy, and now you have taken a huge string and then added another string from the house, and you cannot bind it. How wonderful it is, Yashoda. Please watch this. Previously it was possible to bind him. Now it seems to be very difficult. Yashoda said, this is the time for education, not for philosophy. Bring me another rope. So they brought ropes after ropes. Finally, Mother Yashoda was helpless. All the ropes from her house were gone. Then she asked the gopis who had assembled to bring ropes from their house, and everyone came with ropes, but it was simply impossible to bind this unusual child. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has, because whatever ropes they brought, it remained 2 fingers too short. Now Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has enlightened us why it is was 2 fingers too short. Anyone knows?
This symbol of these two fingers.
Yeah.
Endeavor and mercy.
Yeah, there are 2 factors. The devotee's endeavor in Krishna consciousness and the mercy of Lord Krishna. And only if Krishna wants that these two go together, we can be successful. Yes, we must endeavor, we must give our best to show as yes, as Shukadev Goswami says, that we are not in German we say we are not gleichgültig. Es ist uns nicht gleichgültig to get Krishna's mercy. Therefore we show our endeavor. Gleichgültig means, how do we say gleichgültig? To show that we are not uninterested, maybe, to get Krishna's mercy. Therefore, we show our interest in endeavor. You know, when we want to please someone whom we love, we will try to do something which gives a sign that you are very important to me. We write a letter, for instance, as you do towards your the friends of Lord Krishna, whom you know, and or we cook, or we do so many things to show that we are not. I just don't remember the English word at the moment. Indifferent. But we all know that our endeavors alone can't bring us to Krishna. His mercy must come and meet our endeavor. If my endeavor here. And if His mercy doesn't come and take us, then no chance. These 2 fingers represent this. And then when Krishna again saw His mother Yashoda, he was overwhelmed by her motherly love, just agreed to be bound. He stopped his magical display. Out, you can see how much love is between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. Very close, very deep. Wonderful. Now, then Mother Yashoda went to the house because the therapy was he must stay bound so that he stops his restlessness. He can't move any longer. That was the punishment. After all, she just wanted so much that her little boy gets the best. And Krishna had developed an unnatural stealing habit that needed to be corrected. This reminds us very much of Jagannath Mishra. Once in a dreamlike state, a powerful brahmana came to Jagannath Mishra. His eyes were glowing like fire, and he shouted at Jagannath Mishra, "How can you dare to punish your son Nimai? Don't you know that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is too much. We will finish you if this continues." Jagannath Mishra, with equal firmness responded, he may be a Savagya, he may be a Siddha Purusha, he may be something else, but I punish him, he will not be properly educated because he's too mischievous. So the Brahmanas said, but if he is a Siddha Purusha, that means a perfected human, a perfected being, and if he is a Savagya, that means one who knows everything, do you think that he needs education and punishment? Then Jayana Mishra, with eyes of tears of love, responded, you do not know. He is very restless and very mischievous, and he is my son, and I must take care of him. You do not understand. You can go now. The Brahmana bowed down to Jagannath Mishra. He beamed with ecstasy and he blessed him. May your Baba be blessed. This is very beautiful. This is very nice, isn't it? This is called the different rasas. This rasa is called the Vatsalya Prema, the Vatsalya rasa, the parental mode in relationship to the Lord, who so kindly, who loves to be, to this love of his devotees very much. Mm. So then, listen how it continues, because now the real intense thing will happen. Mm. When you listen to this, your false pride will break. This is how it's described. Let us carefully listen now. It is highly important for our now. Actually, this is such an intense story. I will not be able to tell it just now because I
think it is, yes, 5 to 7.
5 to 7. So we will listen to it a little later. Tomorrow we will listen to it. Sisi Rala Damoda ki jay, Lord Damoda ki jay, Yashoda ma ki jay, the special robes of Vrindavan ki jay, all the three groups of flowers ki jay, the special stick and stone of in the Damoda Leela ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Do you realize how blissful it is to hear about Lord Damodara and Kartik? Kartik is a special time for Krishna Katha. And really, there is no limit. You know, you could talk about the stick and his history. And know, of course. As I told you, he's the best of sticks.